Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Repentance, Building on Joel 2. We read in Joel 2, verses 12 and 13, Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. The Believer's Study Bible says, no more poignant expression of repentance occurs in the Scripture than Joel's admonition to Israel to turn to me with all your heart, and to rend your heart and not your garments. Not only is this one of the most poignant expressions of repentance, but also one of the most pivotal found in the Word of God. The concept of repentance is found in Joel in connection with the introduction of the Day of the Lord theme, which is prominent throughout the book. The Day of the Lord judgment is near, Joel 1:15 and 2:1, and therefore this calls for repentance. If the people don't repent, the warning is that God's judgment is coming. Clearly, there is a historical day of the Lord judgment in view in Joel related to Old Testament times. However, there is also a prophetic day of the Lord judgment coming in which God will judge the whole world, which is also referred to by Joel. See Joel 2:30 through 32. And 3:9-16. After introducing the Day of the Lord theme in 1:15 and calling for repentance in 2:12-17, Joel 2:32 then builds on this by saying, And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This then becomes a key statement in the New Testament regarding salvation. But what is often overlooked is that it is couched in a context of warning concerning the day of the Lord judgment that calls for repentance. The repentance called for in Joel 2 is in keeping with calling on the name of the Lord in Joel 2. This is a package, both of which are tied to the day of the Lord theme. Building on the concept of repentance being called for in the context of coming judgment is found in the book of Joel, the New Testament repeatedly quotes from Joel or builds on this concept as it develops a theme of saving faith in the New Testament. Clearly, we see that repentance is an essential element in saving faith tied to whoever calls on the name of the Lord. On the day of Pentecost, Peter, in proclaiming the gospel message, quotes Joel 2:32 in Acts 2:21. And then goes on to call for repentance in Acts 2:38, which is in keeping with the same emphasis of Joel 2. In Acts 17:30-31, Paul is warning of a coming judgment day, that is the day of the Lord, and says that God is commanding all men everywhere to repent. In Romans 10:9-10, Paul stresses the proper heart response, as does Joel 2:12-13. And then, in Romans 10:13, Paul quotes Joel 2:32 as the condition for salvation. In 2 Peter 3:9-10, a Day of the Lord context, Peter explains that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In the book of Revelation, in which the ultimate Day of the Lord judgment is in view, the called for response is one of repentance. Compare Revelation 9:20-21, 16:9, and verse 11. Therefore, we see a united theme between the Old Testament and the New Testament regarding the nature of saving faith involving repentance. The nature of saving faith has always been the same. See Hebrews 11. Revelation has been progressive, but the saving faith response, which God demands from the heart, has never changed. It essentially involves repentance, which in essence is a change of mind, attitude, with regard to God's lordship, the key concept tied with the day of the Lord, and correspondingly with regard to sin. This is a package. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, but it must be the right kind of faith, and the right kind of faith involves the element of repentance. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.